This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Glad to have you listening today. Tens of thousands of motorcycle riders are already in Milwaukee for Harley-Davidson's 110th anniversary celebration, and tens of thousands more will be rolling into town by the weekend. But riders of all brands of motorcycles are noting with some alarm that accidents involving motorcycles are on the rise in Wisconsin, and now some are calling for an event next summer to raise awareness. Eric Oliver covered the story for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and he's with us to fill in the details. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Well, thanks for having me.
How common are accidents involving motorcycles in Wisconsin?
They're shockingly on the rise. In the last couple of years, they've been on the rise, and the deaths because of them are also increasing because of the increased amount of accidents.
How significant is the increase? What kinds of numbers are we talking about?
I mean, just from 2011 to 2012, there were 2,574 accidents in 11, and then in 12, there were 2,837. So, I mean, it's a pretty drastic increase, and the numbers this year are looking astronomical from what they have so far.
Now, you spoke with the director of the Wisconsin Motorcycle Safety Program.
Yes,
first
sir.
Of all, what is that program?
It's just a program which we're trying to get a motorist aware of people on bikes, riders. I feel like the biggest problem with this is the people in the cars don't see the people on the bikes, and that's a big problem. So we're trying to raise the awareness of just the riders.
And this is this actually operated by the state, or this is an independent
program? Yeah, it's operated by the state.
You spoke, as I said, with the director of that program. What is his take on the frequency of accidents involving motorcycles here? Is he willing to ascribe blame one way or the other? Is this a two-way street, if you will?
Yeah, he's saying it is a two-way street. He thinks that older riders are the ones that are getting in more accidents because they're not as comfortable with the bikes and they aren't as aware as the new riders are. But at the same time, he also thinks the blame is on people in cars not paying as much attention as just the people on the bikes are. He says that he doesn't believe how many cars just get over and merge without ever looking. And that's a big problem when you're on two wheels.
Well, and I want to go back to that point you just made, though, the difference between older riders and younger riders. That's something I don't know that a lot of people have considered. Is this just a question of older riders not used to the firepower, if you will, of the newer bikes?
What he's saying is that the older riders, they got comfortable on the bikes they had, that when they switch over to new bikes, they aren't as comfortable on them and been riding them like they have ridden their whole lives, and they're not getting any additional training, which is a big problem.
Well, and so you said the number of accidents is going up. Does that mean the number of deaths is going up as well?
I mean, they're not correlated. Because there's an increase in accidents doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get an increase in deaths. And that's evident in 2011, 2012. There was less accidents in 11 but more deaths, and more accidents in 12 but less deaths. So I feel like it's really just, I mean, not to say it's a crapshoot, but it's a crapshoot.
Well, and you do note, though, how helmets play into the injury and death equation. What data do you have on how wearing helmets has been affecting the number of deaths?
On the helmets, we have that in 2011, I think it was some 93% of all the deaths were because riders didn't have their helmets on. And in 2012, that number dropped to about 77%. So, I mean, that's a very drastic number, in my opinion. But it's always known that wearing a helmet is going to be what saves your life.
Well, and you said the deaths were caused by it. We should note that we don't necessarily have the data to prove that every one of those deaths was caused because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
Yeah, we don't have that data.
Well, so there's this drive now to hold an awareness day in 2014. Who is organizing that drive?
That's Vanetta Dawson and Tracy Dent. Tracy Dent's a local activist, and then Vanetta is the sister of Venancia, the person they're hoping to dedicate the drive to.
Well, and so why these two?
Well, Tracy Dent was at a memorial for Venancia, and he was just really touched because he heard a bunch of bikers saying that there wasn't anything like this. They didn't have a day to increase motorcycle awareness, and they needed something to be done because the problem is getting out of hand.
Tell me about the death that sparked this.
Well, Venancia was a community member. She was highly active in the community. She had her own store, and she was very, very active in just trying to touch everyone's lives. She got the nickname Miss Feisty, actually, because she stood up for like people who didn't have a voice and such. And because of it, they really wanted to just commemorate her because it was a shame that she died.
Well, and so who are the supporters of this awareness day? Who are they petitioning? Who would need to make this happen?
Well, they're all petitioning bikers right now, and they're really just petitioning people who were touched by Venancia as well just to get their support out there. But it's really the bikers they're going for because the people on the bikes are the ones that are at danger.
Who has to declare the day next year as an awareness day?
They're hoping to do a partnership with the city of Milwaukee, and they're hoping somehow that Harley Davidson will get involved. Just because Harley has a reach that's incredible in Milwaukee, and if they can get involved, they can get bikers from all over the world involved.
Well, and so what form are they hoping an awareness day would take? What do they hope would happen on this day?
What they're hoping is they want to sort of do a weekend festival over at State Fair Park where they're going to have motorcycle awareness day, like events, like activities to increase motorcycle awareness, and then
bands and I know
and
that
music.
They already have safety classes that go
on
there,
right? Yeah,
they
have safety classes there that go.
Well, and so, yeah, they're hoping a couple of days, and the idea would be to attract motorcyclists to go and learn to ride their bikes more safely?
Yeah, they're hoping to have motorcyclists out there. They're trying to do events that are going to increase motorcycle safety as well as promote fun, like having a couple concerts and food to gain profits for the city.
Well, none of the people – I thought it was interesting. None of the people you quote in this article is calling for mandatory helmet laws as part of this. So what are the safety precautions they're talking about?
They just really want to make people more aware that bikes are on the road and that we have to look out for them because they obviously can't swerve and change lanes as easily as we can.
You quote one person who used an acronym. I think it was CSEE.
Yeah.
So what do those initials in that acronym stand for?
All right, well, C stands for search, evaluate, and execute. And what that means is that you want to search your surroundings, you want to evaluate how you're going to shift positions, change lanes, change speed, and then you're going to execute and go ahead and do that to avoid other cars.
What got you interested in the story in the first place? Why was this your assignment?
I started writing last year, and I love it. I really love to get out there anytime I can, and I just love my bike with a passion.
Does it give you pause to hear about, as you did the reporting for this, how many accidents are occurring involving motorcycles on Wisconsin roads and the increase in them?
Yeah, it's really unnerving because, I mean, I've been on my bike for a while, so I've seen cars just ignore me and swerve in front of me. And it's a little scary because, I mean, if I slide, I'm going to – there's nothing stopping me from meeting the pavement, and I don't want to meet the pavement.
When you learn to drive a car, people talk about defensive driving. Is the same holding true for you riding a motorcycle?
Yeah, I ride very defensively. I'm always paying attention to my surroundings, and I'm never, ever trying to get distracted. Like, I don't have music on my bike, which I think is a big thing, so I could always just pay attention to what's around me.
Do you wear a helmet?
I do wear a helmet.
What is it about the motorcycle experience that, I mean, we have tens and hundreds of thousands of Harley riders that are in town this weekend. What is it that attracts you to being on a bike?
I just love the freedom. I mean, it's a different experience than being in a car. You have four doors surrounding you. You have, you're safe and enclosed in your car. On your bike, it's just a whole different experience. You get that thrill, the rush of adrenaline. It's like nothing I can compare to.
You've had close calls, though?
I've had a couple. I mean, nothing like I'm going to get hit by a bike and slide on the ground, but there was one where a guy just cut me off, and it was probably the scariest thing because it was only about my fourth month on the bike, so I wasn't as ready, but I avoided him and I didn't get hit, so that was a godsend.
Did you take a safety course?
I did take a safety course.
And it was important to you?
Yeah, it was important because I had never ridden a bike before, so I had to get the basics down there, and then I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to get hit by any cars anytime soon.
Eric Oliver, thanks so much, and stay safe out there.
Thank you.
Eric Oliver is a reporter for the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. There's a link to his article about motorcycle safety issues from WUWM.com/lake effect. A short break now, but when we come back, how multiculturalism is finding its way into the pews of Milwaukee churches. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.